The Native Boarding School exhibit is the first installment in a series that explores the entire history of Alaska Native education. It is stark and simple, but damning.
There is a power in naming the evil.
Benjamin Jasek is the Alaska Native Heritage Center's Director of Indigenous Research. And for the past few years, he's been looking at the role of churches in boarding school abuse. The centerpiece of the exhibit is a map of Alaska with tiny red threads hanging from various villages. Each represents a child abused by Catholic clergy. And combined, they make a curtain of red across the state.
There's definitely a difference between just talking about these kinds of things and actually seeing it right there in front of you, because it's something that can't really be denied anymore because it's staring you right in the eyes.
Next to the map is a plaque with the names of more than 100 priests and missionaries, acknowledged by the church as having credible claims of sexual abuse against them. The exhibit is called Education in Alaska, Disruptions in Our Teachings, and will be completed sometime next year. The next installments will look back beyond the boarding school era, before missionaries and Bureau of Indian Affairs teachers took over the education of Native children.
Really, this history of us and our relationship with ourselves, each other, and our environment is something that is millennia old, tens of thousands of years old.
Jasek says this project will bring the history of Native education in Alaska full circle, with exhibits that showcase how Native language and culture are being taught in schools today.
We also have generations of ancestors that still walk with us today, teaching us still who we are.
But for now, Jasek says this first installment of the exhibit is a good beginning. He says, to understand how to heal centuries of historical trauma, you have to understand how boarding schools systematically attempted to destroy the identity of Native children. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.